In the United States, people are considered to be middle class if their annual household income falls between two-thirds and double the national median income. In the last 50 years, that segment of the population has narrowed. In 1971, more than 60% of Americans were middle class. In 2018, that was down to 52% as the share of lower income and upper income households rose. To put it another way, inequality grew. There are other ways to define the middle class in America, by household wealth, for example, or by how much you consume. There is one other measure that is more philosophical, I guess. You could define the middle class by their aspirations. A house and a car, annual vacations, college education for the kids, retirement security as well. Those kinds of things you'd like everybody to have.